In fact, the first time I had it, I got sicker after I took the shots than I did with COVID.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I was one of those 24 to 36 hours after you take it that you just don't feel good.
I never had any reaction that I could tell with any until this one mixed with the flu shot, so I don't know what was...
Did that make you sick?
I didn't feel well the last planning commission meeting.
Yeah. You left too.
I came to open up and get things ready.
Now, was
anyone
related to you? Who was he, uncle?
He is a cousin. So my grandfather and his father are first cousins.
Okay.
And so I guess we are second cousins once removed. If you want.
I can call my brother, he'd tell you.
You could get it all worked out.
So Linda Barker's, do you know,
the bottom
you
line
know
is
who Linda Barker is,
everybody
right?
In three
her husband
related.
Passed away yesterday.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. I found out right in the middle
either
of that
by marriage
meeting.
Or
she
by,
texted me.
Right. Is that right?
Distant
Ray
cousins.
Died today.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
All right,
of
I'm going to have to
100
call
people in this room yesterday.
Yeah.
And I just, I think I screamed. I don't know,
sure.
But I ran,
I ran out.
It's a shock, isn't it?
Oh, it was. Oh, you know, he had been doing pretty badly, but Linda just said he was having trouble breathing. He wouldn't go to the emergency room on Monday night, so Tuesday morning she didn't even ask. She just called an ambulance.
Got him there.
So, and they had to put him on an incubator, you know, intubator.
A ventilator, yeah.
And he had an advanced directive. So.
Well, the only thing I can say, sometimes it's better to go quickly than to linger and have some wasting away suffering thing
yeah,
going on.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as they took the breathing tube out, it was gone.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a good friend that all of a sudden was hospitalized and went downhill. Different things started failing, and he was kept alive by a machine until I got down there to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pulled the plug on things and he was gone, but I mean, it was a shock to me. Had just seen him a couple of weeks ago and no issues, no problems.
That was like my ex-husband. He his body shut down and he wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't go to the hospital and they brought him in and they couldn't do anything. I mean, his liver was gone, his kidneys were gone.
It's strange how things cascade.
I'm going to wait a couple more minutes and then I'm going to call Cindy. Cindy said she would.
Okay.
She would. How is Cindy related?
I don't know if she is.
Is she just
I think
a
she's
good
just
friend?
A friend.
Yeah.
Unless she's a relative of Kim's.
Yeah, that could be.
Deb and Art are going to be there tonight.
I guess
Deb,
I'm going to have to
yeah.
I guess they're
yeah.
good friends. Art was a good friend,
yeah.
though.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to the funeral tomorrow.
Yeah, she's closing the movies.
Yeah.
There's
not very good
I'm
with
not going to
funeral. Wakes.
There's going to be...
Deb said it's going to be just packed.
Well, that's
the
good.
Line,
it
the
should
line
be.
Was out there this evening, and it was... I got there 2:15 and got out, and I looked at my phone, 3:34.
Oh, that's... I mean, that's... It should be.
That was a long line to stand in.
Yeah, it is. Not that... No.
I said to people there, I said, don't ever go to a wake of a guy that tells story. Hey, Pat.
Hey.
Oh, Jack, you don't have to call Cindy.
I don't have to call Cindy, and that's good, because she's not here.
Yeah.
Too. All right.
Oh, okay.
I've been here sooner, except to deal with the diocese that tried to go Chapter 11 on me. It ain't going to work. So the lawyer called today and says, here's game plan B now.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, so we will call this meeting to order, and we will... approved the minutes of the last meeting with September 4th, we will do first. Do the honors?
Well, my name spelled correctly, so that's
Woo-hoo.
Good enough for me.
You're making that motion, I take it?
Yes, I make a motion to approve The minutes.
Okay, you're going to second that, I take it.
I can, if I'm okay, even though I didn't attend, is that okay?
It's a operate tonight.
Yeah, okay.
It is.
It has a second, yeah.
Yeah.
It is okay, actually.
Thank you.
Additions, deletions, corrections. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Now, September 18th, is that the non-meeting?
Yes.
Yep.
So that's just noted that we did not have a meeting. I don't think we have to.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, I just put it there for your permission.
Yeah. And, okay.
Okay.
So, Bill Heffernan is here to represent Champlain Valley for the permit. You want to introduce what's going on so we're all official? Or actually, what you want to do that, Phil? Or
sure, I can just lay out things.
And then Bill can talk if he needs
to. Yeah, I received a complaint from Mr. Combier over here about the installation of the tanks. And so, investigating with some help from Mr. Copier's information, I came to understand that the tanks had been installed, or the tank had been installed, in the existing three-sided shed on the property. And so I sent a letter asking to be notified or have someone contact me to discuss zoning compliance. The facility is where there's an existing non-conforming bulk fuel facility there on the property. So it's a non-conforming use in a residential district. I looked through the permit history and I came across two permits. One was for a temporary office trailer on the property years ago, and another was for a reconstruction of the tank farm and modernizing it that went through the Planning Commission as a work on the non-conforming use. So those were the only permits when it came into existence. Maybe Bill knows when the actual tank farm was built, but in our zoning it would now be considered a non-conforming use. And because of such, if there's going to be any enlargement or change in a non-conforming use, it's required to go before the Planning Commission to be reviewed that it has no more detrimental effect on the surrounding area with what's being proposed. So Bill reached out to me after I'd sent the letter, and we discussed things. He had trouble getting hold of me. I was away on vacation. And when I came back, put him on the agenda for this first Planning Commission meeting. He completed an application and supplied some more information to try and clarify things for the Planning Commission. And unfortunately, last time there wasn't a quorum. So he is trying to make things legal and see if he can get an approval. He has the one tank with the retail sales ability on that tank, and prior to the last Planning Commission meeting, he was selling, and correct me if I'm off in any way, Bill, selling to some commercial customers, as well as filling his own tanker vehicles and fuel delivery vehicles from that diesel tank. So that's where we're at right now.
Bill, do you want to add anything to
well,
that?
Well, so I'm not sure where we stand, because there's a 10,000 gallon tank there that we have that we put in illegally, and I have to, honestly, I didn't even give it a thought when I put it in there. And he was right at the time that he took the photos, there were two tanks there. We have since then removed the 3,000 gallon tank, so there's only a 10,000 gallon tank there. I do not want to upset the neighbors, as we said in the meeting that wasn't a meeting. And I mean, all I want to be able to do now is just to be able to fill my trucks in the transport tanks, the truck that comes in there. Almost everyone has stopped, and I think Paul can verify that, but I know there's a, I keep telling Cushman's that they can't come in there, and they've been coming in there, so I'm going to have to change, I'm going to have to change the locks.
There are... I don't know the names, Cushman, okay? There are one or two trucks that we have noticed coming in, or coming, let's put it this way, they're coming out the street. How they get in, I haven't been home.
They're not tractor trailers, right?
They're not tractor trailers.
Okay, yep. That's the one, it's like a box truck or...
There's a box truck, which I think, is it a white box truck?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That one we've seen. We've seen him two or three times coming in. The other one stopped within, like I told you...
That Monday was the last
that
day.
Two or three days, they all stopped. That part of it, I totally, you know, we, my wife and myself and the other people who are not here, that should be, for obvious reasons across the street, this is one of the things that we were very concerned about, and we basically still are, because there are, I know there are trucks coming in there that are not related to you. They're related to the other business that's in there, and I'm not, that has nothing to do with this. You said you have a 10,000 gallon, you have a storage tank that's in that building?
Correct, it's a self-contained storage
tank. It's a self-contained. What is the containment on that, per se, for what fuel is in that 10,000 gallon tank?
It's 110%.
It's 110% containment,
yep.
So
yep.
If something happens in there?
Correct.
It stays there?
Yep, it stays there.
As far as...
I mean, more honestly, you know, if I'm not going to sell retail, I'm probably going to go and put a smaller tank back in there and pull that 10,000 gallon tank out and sell that to somebody, because it's not, you know, worth having a 10,000 gallon tank there.
I agree. I personally agree with your ideas. I think you're being very reasonable as far as that is concerned for the area, because looking at it, in talking with other people there, they said if they knew, and a lot of people don't know, and I think some of them are on, like Phil, there are other people on the select board and whatever really didn't know that there's a 10,000 gallon tank sitting within, say, 150 yards of their property above ground. I would be a little bit leery of that. Whether it's self-contained or not, I've seen things away from this state where they have let loose and people have tried to contain it, and 10,000 gallons or say 5,000 gallons of fuel covers a lot of territory quick.
Well, I mean, you have to understand that...
That's my concern.
Well, you have to understand there is 85,000 gallons of storage over the bank there.
And I understand that. I understand that. Yes, I understand that. Enough. And, you know, a lot of people... I know it's been there forever, as far as I'm concerned, probably longer than most people
yep.
in this room.
Yep. And there has been one big spill there. It is considered a hazardous site, and the state monitors that year ago.
This is one thing to know, and I think the people, I know Cindy Adams, who was sitting here next to my wife at the last meeting, she has been in touch with quite a few people down in the Sharon Drive, Sharon Street, about that. And there was a few that were totally unaware that it's there.
Yep.
That's one of the things that I learned a long time ago without going, you know, digressing or anything. But if you see something, say something, especially if it's like that, to people, you know, that they don't know it's there. Not saying that it's legal or illegal, but sometimes people, they would get upset by seeing things like that. Or seeing a 1,000 gallon tank next door, say, that's been there for 50 years underground. I would be very concerned, especially if I had a well at my house. you don't know if it's been leaking or what. And here in town, I know they're checking around everybody's tanks. I know we've been checked in our houses. It's newer, much newer.
Yeah, we have to, up until June or July 1st of this year, we had to check tanks every 3 years, and now it's every 4 years.
Every 4 years.
Yep.
And see, this was one of my concerns, because the way I read things here, it was like you were going to install a 10,000 gallon tank. And a lot of people that I had talked with, not just the people that were here, but other people, said, well, you know, where's he going to put it in the building, and how's he going to contain 10,000 gallons? If something lets loose, how's he going to contain it in that building? And that was a big question mark for me, and that's one of the things that, you know, you clarified right off the bat. Yeah. There's one there. I would say, if you're not going to sell retail and you're only selling to your people, that's, you know, your trucks, and I buy from Sam, I know he buys there.
Yep.
I know your trucks are there. I know I've seen other fuel trucks that go down there. There's been probably 7, 8,
different 9 yep.
different companies.
Yep.
Not large trucks. That wasn't our problem. I think our problem was the possibility of the addition of another tank was, on my mind, the way I read the permit as it's written here, it's a little bit, you know, I can't say it's off kilter, but it's like when you first read it, it's like, is it there or is it going to be installed there?
Right. Yeah. Well, it's unfortunately it is there.
It is there. See, I knew you had to have a retail tank somewhere, and so did Phil and I when we talked about it.
Yeah.
You can't see it. So, okay, is it in a building? Is it underground? Where, you know, where is this thing? It's got to be here someplace.
Yep.
And we just didn't want it to increase, knowing that over the bank is, you know, like you say, 58,000 gallons or whatever that could let loose. We don't need 10,000 sitting right up on top too to add to this. And I think this is one of our deals. And like you had said before, to make sure that, you know, there is no more retail.
Sir,
get rid of the retail.
I'm going to interrupt just a minute, just for the guys that weren't here last time. We had an informal meeting after we decided we weren't going to have a real meeting. And the largest concern were the extra retail tank, our trucks coming up, which Mr. Heffernan said that he would curtail and cancel, I guess is what you've done.
Yep.
You're satisfied that that's happening?
So are you going to not sell retail then?
I'm not going to. I guess I am, because I have what's called New Gen, which comes in there. So there's three owners of trucks there. There's ARG, Ally, and Turpin. Okay, so those three, when they bring fuel in, they fill up. So I retail to them. I mean, it's not, I fill my trucks, my tractor trailer. Roads and Fields comes in there. And Mike Carrera comes in there, and when they deliver fuel, typically they will fill up. Now they have on occasion swung in there and filled up without delivering the fuel, and I've curtailed that too. I've said, I don't, unless it's an absolute emergency, I don't want you in there. And if you're not delivering fuel, I don't want you in there. And I think for the most part that has happened.
So Bill, can I clarify something? So are these the people that are delivering fuel to your tank farm?
Yes.
Okay.
And like I said, there used to be trucks that would come in there occasionally and load, and I tried to curtail that. Mm-hmm.
I think the can try, and to have it as far as the zoning is concerned, you know, to have it to your delivery trucks is one thing, but to other people, we're getting into something that again could get larger and go bigger.
Right.
And maybe totally unbeknownst to you, you know, somehow
you're in charge.
Yeah, you're in charge.
Yeah, we have everything on camera. That's how I know that. Cushman was in there loading, was in there getting fuel.
Because I know we saw this box truck go down and went down in the morning, and again, it's like I told Phil, they go down there, they're down there about 10, 15 minutes, and then they're back out.
You know,
they're there in the middle of the night.
It's unfortunate that, well, the fuel trucks are going to be there in the middle of the night, they're not.
I'm sorry, that's unacceptable. I need to sleep.
Well,
it lights up the whole bedroom with their headlights, and they're gearing.
All the trucks that come into my place have automatics. They really do. There's very few standards.
I'm sorry, then. Something weird is waking me up.
Then we got
some problems here, but nobody's checking.
Okay, we're not going to get into a match here, but I agree. I know most are automatic. Most everything now is automatic. I know that. But whatever's down there, and if I have to deal with it next door here, I'll go there or go to the Vermont League of Cities and Towns, and we'll see what we can do about it, because there is something going on down there at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's got manual transmissions.
If there are those white Patriot trucks, those have nothing to do with me. I know Noonan's truck used to be parked there, and I know another truck used to be parked there.
Okay. The Patriot trucks have nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with me.
That's the answer right there. They're Patriot trucks, because I've got pictures of Patriot trucks. I thought that they were parked. No, I don't know how your trucks, how his trucks are marked. I have no idea.
How is that? How are they permitted? And where are
that's
they?
Not, that's not.
No, I'm asking Phil if you know.
Who are we talking about now?
The Patriot trucks. Who is it?
Brian Tau.
Where is it? Where are we talking about? In the repair business?
I think he's leasing part of that or something. Is that what the deal is?
I thought he owns it now.
Oh, okay.
He bought it.
Good for him.
3 years ago, I think.
Okay.
As far as I know, I mean, that's a non-conforming use as well. It's a repair shop that has been going on for years. So the only involvement with zoning is a clearance for an inspection. Ability to inspect, signing off of the local zoning about the ability to inspect, and that's all the exposure I've had to that business through the years.
Okay. So that may be a separate complaint.
Okay.
And yeah, that's the only way we can proceed.
What I want to do is have it so. You can have your business, and I have no problems with Mr. Heffernan and his business. And I know the people here don't. It's an existing business that's been there. You've been operating it the way you want. You want to clear up what problems there are.
Yep.
We've made it unofficially, and now we want to make it officially. The other ones, like Patriot, and I'm glad it happened, because that was going to be a question. This is the other problem. These kind of things here, they're not related. Yeah. I don't think your trucks are the ones that's doing it. Because at 1 o'clock in the morning or 1:15 in the morning, just 2 or 3 days ago, I happened to be up, and I'm looking out front, and here goes the Patriot truck down.
Yeah.
Okay, doesn't stop at the corner, obviously, doesn't have to. Should, says stop, and he goes through, okay? About a half hour later, he come back out.
Really? Well, there's two of them there, though.
Well, okay, there's two. One went in and one came out.
That's probably what happened, is one came in. They're probably slip seating, but not to be any part of that.
Yeah, no, and I don't
it's
mind.
Not, it's not yours.
It's not your problem. Which, as far as he's concerned, you know,
I mean, the
what
only time,
is,
I would say that the earliest that we have had somebody there in the last 6 months is 5 o'clock in the morning. And I would say that maybe we had somebody pull in there at 9 o'clock at night, unload and sleep there, and then leave in the morning, but that person had to stay there for at least 10 hours before they left.
Yeah.
None of my drivers are running that 2 o'clock shift that you're talking about.
Yeah, right, because it's very annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, my husband works late at night. So we're barely asleep, and we're awake. And it's not easy to get back to sleep.
Then you get it. And I'm like, where's it coming from? Because I know it's not, let's put it this way, I know some of your trucks. And I knew they were delivering because I've seen them delivering.
And we do live in a residential area.
The Patriots are.
We're not commercial, we're industrial.
No.
We're paying dearly for our residential.
That's why it's a non-conforming use, but it's on it, yeah, it's on an old permit, older permit.
Correct. Yeah, I can't find an original permit in the records for.
Well, I would suspect the Unks didn't have to have a permit.
At that time?
At that time, they just said, I own this property, this is what I'm gonna do with it.
Could be.
In the early 60s.
I own my property, it's what I'm gonna do with it.
Yeah, well, if you wanna put a McDonald's there, we're gonna fight you.
Yeah.
But, so let's deal with this. So at this point, you're okay with the way things go, you don't have a complaint?
The way they're going, the way that it's been basically settled out of court, or whatever you wanna do.
So, what is our process now that we just have to affirm?
If you believe that there's not gonna be, after the discussions, there's not gonna be any detrimental effects on the community.
Can we put any stipulations on this, like, just so we, something along the lines of that you are not gonna run a retail?
Absolutely, you certainly can.
Limited retail, because you do sell things, so we don't want anybody to use a technicality on you. Is that a term we can use?
You can condition your approval, certainly, yeah, on what Bill has agreed to with the meeting with the commission, certainly. Yep, and that will follow with that approval. So, I mean, that condition will go on, and if it's violated, then it will be a violation of the approval of the planning commission.
How do we name that, like?
And its permit.
Stipulation.
So I'm just saying, if you do condition something,
light retail?
That is something that rides along and makes sure something will continue as approved. So I would recommend it if you are looking at memorializing the approval for this, is have it so that it's clear.
So we're going to, if we do this, we're going to approve the 10,000 gallon containment tank.
I'm just looking at pulling that.
I'll pull.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Should we amend that to 5,000?
No, it probably won't be that big either.
Really?
It'll probably just be a 1,000 gallon tank.
Oh, okay.
I say that between 1,000 and 3,000 gallon tank.
So we could permit it for that, and we can amend this permit
with his agreement that he would like to correct it if with the changes. Yes.
And the neighbors are okay with that. I'm wondering. You sounded like you're okay with that.
As a complainant, yes.
And they can talk to the others and make sure everybody.
Well, that, I think that's a separate deal, which may start this process again with somebody else.
That could, but as far as myself as the complainant in this, I would say yes, because this got straightened out as far as the 10,000 gallon tank was concerned, and I know that was a problem. There are 1,000 gallon tanks above and below ground and in buildings around this town that we know about almost everywhere. So that shouldn't, I don't see where that's a problem. If it is, it creates a bigger hornet's nest.
That's going to be.
Can I ask this though? Will this have the same containment as what you have?
Yep.
And is that a state requirement for an above ground?
Well, actually, on a 1,000 gallon tank, there's no requirement.
But you have the you have the containment there.
Yeah, we'll do a containment tank. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay.
Maybe we should think of like 2,000 or 3,000 just in case you.
So if we say 1,000 to 3,000
containment tank.
Yep. With retail, but I almost think we should say limited retail.
Limited or light,
is that,
or something like
that. Is that okay? Does that make sense to everybody? And is that legitimate? I guess.
Yep, no.
I mean, is it a legitimate form of, is it a legitimate phrase
to your,
for?
To your suppliers? Would it,
no, that's, yeah, I will just have it to people that truck fuel to me.
Yeah,
period.
so not they to, would not they would load they would load up, like,
correct,
but they would be the only ones that load up, so yeah. It wouldn't be a retail.
Yeah, basically his supply, they have to get there. They have to supply him.
See, our truck usually goes in Sharon or Cedar Lane.
Okay, your truck comes in Cedar Lane. Okay,
it's going down out.
That's the one we have to. That's the one we.
That's
have
a
to
different.
Do. Because you're.
I'm not saying that none of our trucks ever come down.
I understand, but the Patriot trucks, and there's another one that's very similar to that that comes down that street, and you basically clarify it because I've seen two of the other ones come down Cedar. Okay, they come in Cedar during the day. Are they coming from Albany?
Yep.
Okay.
The only time they don't come Cedar is when the weigh station's open, and then they come around and come down. Not that I will let you know that our truck runs 100%, and most of the people that haul for us.
I don't think we're recording this.
No.
So here's
it's just that it'll tie you up for an hour. Right. Yeah. One of the weigh stations.
Sure.
It's just
the way I've got this description of proposed work is a 1,000 to 3,000 containment gallon, right? Gallon, I didn't write that. Gallon,
tank.
Gallon
containment tank with limited retail pumps for
with limited
retail sale.
Pumps.
But there's another part of this to existing fuel customers, which I think maybe we should take out.
Existing fuel haulers, I think.
It says haulers after that, so that's what I'm gonna take fuel customers out. And just have haulers of Champlain Valley Fuels also for fueling the Champlain Valley truck. So this is what it will say, if this is acceptable to everybody. Description of proposed work is a 1,000 to 3,000 gallon containment tank with limited retail pumps for retail sale of clear diesel to existing haulers of Champlain Valley Fuels, also for fueling Champlain Valley fuel trucks.
Correct.
Yep.
Is that that's so? That's where we're back to where we were,
yep.
And that should be good. If that's good, tank is an existing shed, Sharon Drive. Is there anything else we need to add to that? Do we want to make a condition?
I would recommend it.
Yeah.
And the reason being that down the line, nothing to say anything about Bill's business or anything, if something changes with ownership or something, right. You want to have that condition to follow.
So the condition would be that it's not permitted for retail, for general retail sales. Does that cover it?
I would say so. Again, it has been rewritten to try and cover that it's not for retail sales,
right.
To other commercial folks that the company likes.
So where does that go on this?
It wouldn't go anything on there. It would go in your actual minutes of decision if you vote to approve the application. Then you would put that language in that you've just stated and indicate that that's a condition of that approval of the Planning Commission. And that will follow with the zoning permit and be enforceable in the future if something changes, ownership changes, you know.
So are the members of the board okay with that as we're talking?
I believe I am.
Well, it's two of us. We only need one more. You okay with that too, Pat?
Yep, I just have a question though.
Go right ahead.
Phil.
Yes.
On existing sheds, how often can they be looked at or inspected or see if they still conform to what they are and all that?
Are you talking about?
Any existing shed, say, totally at all, for a business or anything.
You wouldn't.
Over the years, is there a thing that after a certain time,
there's no building.
They go back in?
There's no building code.
If this is approved and a permit's issued, there would be a final inspection when Bill does change the tank, and so that it can be verified that it is complying with what has been applied for and approved. So one final inspection would be it for local zoning. Okay. Unless there was a complaint down the line that something doesn't appear to be following your approval.
All right.
That shed's actually the nicest building on the property.
So I need a motion. How are you doing? You got all that here?
Yeah. No, I think I need
all right.
Okay. I propose a motion to approve a 1,000 to 3,000 gallon containment tank with limited retail pumps for retail sale of clear diesel to existing haulers of Champlain Valley Fuels, also for fueling Champlain Valley fuel trucks.
Plus the condition.
What was the question?
The condition that there are no other retail sales involved in this situation.
Isn't it just the same?
It kind of says that, but retail? It says that, but it's kind of like we're
not permitted for
general. We need to be more consistent, concise. In there?
You could move the limited was a continuous condition of the approval. Excuse me.
Sorry.
I'm just saying, if you would like at the end of your motion to indicate that this would be a continuing condition of this Planning Commission approval, it will go into the permit that way.
Okay.
With the copy of the minutes. You got that? You got that? Or
really?
Essentially what we're doing is we're re-emphasizing what the paragraph says.
Okay.
We're saying that there's
in the no, description of purpose.
Yes. Being,
okay, so that's
so
what the motion
we're
was.
We're saying
for.
There's no retail above and beyond what's permitted in the paragraph above. Is essentially what we're saying.
And it still has the diesel, clear diesel fuel.
Yes,
clear diesel fuel.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that there wasn't going to be some switch to gasoline.
No,
down the line.
In fact, we eliminated gasoline from that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Everybody understand that?
I think so.
Does our scribe understand that?
I think so. So the is it a condition that, like, don't, I guess I'm going to say that again. Is it a condition that there's no retail for more than what was written above? Or
yeah.
Is that how you're phrasing it? Or did I just totally get
it? No, I think that's
before.
What? Yeah.
You had said before that the condition, not permitted for general retail sales.
Right.
But you've changed it in this discussion with Mr. Adams to...
Limited.
Right.
And then all we're doing in the condition is re-emphasizing the above paragraph.
Okay, the condition is, okay.
Okay. And, you know, if you had to edit it later,
okay.
Then you'd find it.
Okay. I might need to listen to it again.
No.
And Bill agrees to the changes in his application, as you stated.
Okay.
Everybody okay? Can we vote on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? All right. It was a difficult struggle, but we got through. And thank you for being cooperative.
Yes.
Thank you guys for being cooperative. And now we have another hurdle in the neighborhood, but we will do that accordingly. You guys have the right to do it.
We'll figure it out.
You guys have the right to do what you want.
We'll deal with it.
We'll
see it. We have more information. Let's put it that way. And I've garnered information from you today, which none of us knew at the last non-meeting, which I think was extremely helpful.
It was very helpful. Everybody's been very cooperative. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, if there's further problems, please let me know and we'll work through them.
I may have to ask you some questions if I can't find your information, because
yeah, just
I know you're they're not your I know
right.
They wouldn't be your stuff at this juncture.
I don't want Patriot. Patriot's a very large company, and I don't want them thinking I ratted them out.
No. This is not.
No, we're willing to rat them out.
Fair enough.
Let's put it this way: I ran it out a lot bigger than that, so it's I'm not having a problem. And Phil has been very helpful. You guys have been very helpful. We appreciate it, and I know the people that I can get in touch with will be very appreciative of
We're good. Good luck. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Our next order of business, I was hoping we'd have a copy of last year's budget. We just got a regular budget, and I didn't think to bring it today, but maybe it's here. We've got time. The budget isn't due until the 15th of January, but I would love to get rid of it.
I'm very uncomfortable. I'm going to take off my time. I'm having an allergic reaction.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm sorry.
I'm breaking out. I don't know if it's hives or...
Oh, my goodness.
Itchy everywhere.
Oh, goodness.
He just moved.
Oh, goodness.
I think it's from the medication I'm taking. One of the side effects is even after you've been taking it for a while, you could develop a rash.
My wife has that problem sometimes. It's really red.
And it seems to be like getting worse.
It's not good. I do not have a copy of the budget, and I apologize profusely.
We'll work on it next time.
Yeah. The only thing, let's table that. Unfortunately, we'll just put that.
Because Bob forgot it.
Yeah.
Make sure you write that.
If you would really just to eliminate the middleman, would you put it on Facebook?
I will put it on Facebook. I will post it right up there. Bob forgot the budget. I will call it from the yard.
Yeah. And make sure that Frank knows that he screwed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my
please,
God.
Please.
I couldn't believe that.
Okay, the continuing discussion of the downtown designation, the good news is, I think I sent you guys.
We got the grant.
Phil, I don't have a copy of the budget, so we're going to table it.
Okay, and I'm sorry.
We got it yesterday, it's homework for us, I haven't even opened it yet.
Okay.
But I looked at last year's, and I don't think we're going to do anything differently.
Well, and you had more budgeted for the... going through the process with the update and the warnings and everything else.
Yeah.
So, and I don't even know how that ended up as far as how you did with what.
I'll look that up as well.
Yeah, just to see.
Yeah, how much we spent.
Yeah.
The good news is the only thing I wanted to talk to about the downtown designation is we did get the grant.
Good.
And
good.
So we have Logan again to work as much as we can with him. I'm going to find out, I think I'm supposed to meet with him next week, but I think he's going to be at a meeting I'm going to be at.
Okay.
If not, I will talk to him. That I want to know exactly how much the budget is for, the grant is for, and what they charge the grant per hour.
Uh-huh.
Because I think we... I think our last grant was absorbed by Rutland Regional and spent on whatever they needed to spend it on. We didn't use much of it.
Right. So
I'm
trying to get them down.
Except for, so I want it spent here. And it's an easy process. I mean, they can't not tell me or us.
Right.
But it's reasonable to assume that... We can have them. So that's, you don't have any mail?
No, other than his email to you, I had stuck in there for last time, minutes. But I don't know whether, and this is just talking to the Planning Commission, is there something that you're going to have to look at for funds in order to work on this, aside from what the grant is locally?
That's another reason to get that nailed down. To
okay.
Long, maybe before we do our budget. Yeah.
What would we need money?
I don't know. See, I'm not clear about the process.
Mapping, maybe, who knows?
I mean, if you have to start a committee and they need to, you need to have somebody do footwork to deal with the local businesses, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all Greek to me, so.
So I think if you read that, that's really informative. And one of the things I like about it is it has a checklist. It has a checklist, you know, that says, do this, do this, do this. It even has some of the forms, like the forms for the water and sewer designations. So I can just kick that over. I checked with the board last night. They were willing to let us use the minutes that it would take for them to do it. So there's no problem there. And Carrie's on top of things.
You know? Oh, she's good with it.
She's really intense, and actually so is.
Who's Carrie? She's a new. She's the head of
sewer superintendent or whatever. I don't know exactly.
I love that. It's a woman.
She
girls rule.
She's on top of things. She really.
I mentioned.
Did she ever get environmental or anything like that?
What's that?
How did she get her experience? Was it?
She learned and she passed all the tests and now she's teaching. And she's going around to, she spoke at either New Hampshire or Maine, I don't know, at a symposium that they had.
I worked for a company, I don't know if any of you remember this, this is like in the late 80s, but they've been around forever, called Aetna Pumps.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sure. Pump company. And it was a very misogynist
really?
Company.
In the 80s? I can't imagine.
But for some reason, they decided that they were going to have two of us. There's offices all over New England. And so Karen and I actually went down to Rhode Island for days, and we learned how to...
Thank you.
Yep.
We learned how to size pumps and how to do all that kind of stuff so that we could go around and do it. And I got 100 on the test. They promoted me. And then they closed the business.
Oh, perfect.
The kids took it over and ran it to the ground. It had been in business since the early 1900s.
How often does that happen? Yeah.
Bob, did you write on the copy? I put the original here.
Is this the original? What is this one?
Yeah, it was a copy for you to be able to have the information if you needed
it. Was it colors?
I wrote it in the same color ink.
Okay, but you made the changes.
The conditions are in the minutes, right?
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a copy.
Yes, the clerk has a copy of it.
Okay, yeah, I tried to give everybody a copy so that if there's anything they need to look at.
I was glad you did because I went online before I got here to look up 96 Academy Street.
Ah.
And I couldn't picture it.
Right.
I couldn't figure out where it was.
You'd be surprised. It's quite complex.
Through a satellite, I was able to see where it was going.
You'd never know that that big tank farm was there.
No, you can't. You could only see it from
the worst part about it is it's right on the most environmentally sensitive part of Ferryville.
The wetlands and the huge wetlands area.
Cedar Swamp. Oops, stop. Because it didn't need to be approved.
Back then,
it's he was an oil dealer and he needed to have tanks. So he put them down behind his house. Simple.
And that's funny because I think about how much Adam had to spend to remove the tanks when he opened up the e-cigarette store because of the use. Oh, God, it cost him a fortune to do that. Oh,
yeah. Well, the Stewarts had a leak in their tanks that they had to do a big mediation thing and monitoring thing for years.
Well, even Tomasso's place on the... He had to come up with a ton of cash because of the potential of it being brownfields because he was taking out tanks. So he had to come up with cash money, a lot of cash money.
Huh.
And, I mean, I'm not sure what it was. I don't want to say what it was, but it was a substantial amount. And fortunately, he didn't have any leaks, but if he did, that money would all have been forfeit and then the brownfields kicks in, whatever, the rather the government state, but it's an adventure. So the next meeting, we probably should go over, maybe we should invite, maybe we should invite Logan to come and give us time. I'll talk to him.
If you talk to him, just email me if you want him on the agenda.
Yep.
I will have one person that wants to do a home occupation of a yoga and exercise for him.
Yoga and pot that come to Fairhaven for yoga.
You just want to say you get mellow and you both get trained to be mellow.
They have goat yoga going on in Castleton.
Yeah, what kind?
Is Neil on the agenda for the hydro?
Is it on the agenda?
Neil Rousing, is he on the...
He wants to be, and I...
Yeah.
I'm going to try to explain to him that he doesn't have a specific thing to come to us with.
Okay.
And I haven't been able to get through to him to say, to because we get talking, and the next thing you know, we're talking about, so I haven't been able to, there's nothing that the Planning Commission can do until he has a specific proposal there, and I'll get hold of him again.
I have his number if you want it.
Oh, I've got
him. We get
together for coffee and... The Big Apple.
Oh, the Apple.
Yeah.
And Deb might want to come back on the planning
board.
Yes. Oh, wonderful.
She said, she called me today and said that if there was an opening that she would...
She'd be interested in coming back.
There's going to be old home week here.
I know.
And I Cindy is not... She doesn't want to be on it.
I'm surprised she was confirming that she didn't show up.
She's really upset with him.
Oh, yes, certainly.
She called me just before I got up here and said, if you need me, call me, but I just...
Otherwise, she was
good. She was kind of blustery then, too, so...
Is she related to them?
I don't think she's related to the standard. She might be related to Kim.
She's approximately the same age, so they could have been friends.
Sure. Well, in any case, as far as the agenda goes, you let me know, and I'll adjust it.
What I would suggest is everybody read that. I'll ask Logan to bring us copies of subdivision rules, so we'll have something to read.
Right.
Or he can email them to all of us.
Wasn't he going to do a subdivision lightweight?
Yeah, and he didn't do it.
Okay.
He gave us a real overview,
But I thought he was supposed to...
Send us
something that was the lighter weight subdivision.
Yeah,
rights.
I didn't see it. I tried to email you guys with the.
We have to do what we
agreed in the non-meeting, so we could all start at the same place and somehow that went.
The Twilight Zone.
Someplace.
So are these the two? So do we have to do these in order?
That's another question. I think you can do the subdivision by itself.
He said the neighborhood
neighborhood was more important to get
So
going.
The downtown state designation, downtown designation, both. And the neighborhood are the two things we have to work on first.
The subdivision is the only thing we don't have at this point for the ability to not use some, not have be subject to Act 250 in a certain situation.
Yeah, that's a great thing. That's great.
Does that have to be voted on, Bob, or is that something that can go through the Planning Commission?
I think it goes through the Planning Commission, through the
Select Board.
Public hearings, the whole nine.
Essentially
in addition to the... To the way I understand it,
to the downtown designation.
It adds to the zoning regs. It's part of the zoning. It becomes part of the zoning regs. The way I understand it.
Well, Logan can confirm.
And he can get us. I think we work better with timelines, but I don't see without too much trouble. This doesn't look horribly difficult, except for the subdivision and the. There will be.
I'm sure there will be some
pushback on that, but I don't know why we couldn't be done by the end of the year. It's October, so it's just 3 months. What? And end of the year, and if it kicks out to January, no big deal. But I mean, if there needs to be any kind of votes, we could, then we could have everything prepared and ready to go for a town meeting. But I don't think there is.
Okay.
I don't see that. The downtown designation doesn't mention that.
Yeah. And we just have to follow certain. Yeah. It's going to be very easy.
It's a time.
Just this.
You got to do this. And,
yeah.
It doesn't, at least it's spelled out.
Right.
Yep. Whether it's difficult or not is another story, but it would be beneficial for the town. And I think Logan said that when we were here, but the circular designation of the quarter mile and half mile can be adjusted.
He thought it could be.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
So we could make it more oblong because part of the circle here gets us down in the river.
That's the first thing we said we had to do, was do that.
Yeah, so we'd make it very long, get to the other side of Route 4.
Yeah. Oh,
God. I mean, that's possible. You know, that's just gerrymandering for the good.
Yeah, don't even say that
word. So a question with the agenda. Should I put that home occupation application first to get it out of the way?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then when you confirm Logan, do you want...
I'll talk to him tomorrow.
...budget next, or do you
want... Yeah,
let me
get the...
We have to figure out...
The budget is not going to be a big deal. It's not going to take us 10 minutes to do the budget. So let's put it on and force our hand.
Okay, so after the home oc application, put that on, and then if Logan confirms,
then we can do
work on that.
Mm-hmm. half an hour or whatever it takes. Okay. I'll try to get enough on him to nail down.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
One more motion.
I'll be dead.
No.
We'll also do a turn.
No. Stop it.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Where's the yoga? Aye. Where's the yoga going to be?
It's on North Main. I have the application in there.